This recording, Pennsylvania 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with Goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back and her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, Mrs. Harrison." A millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, which is in the southwestern part of the state, but I was raised in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. Went to Clifton Heights High School. I've been in the U.S. Air Force as a medic. I've worked as a mechanic in garages. I've been a steel worker for 26 years, and I've been a maintenance worker at Swarthmore College for the past 8.5 years. I was a millwright mechanic and a crane mechanic and inspector. We made products of sheet steel products, which used for a variety of appliances, automobiles, structural materials. And I worked on all types of machinery, pumps, motors, rolling mills, temper mills, furnaces, did welding, machine shop operations, and my father was had an automobile garage, and we did some machine work there, rebuilding engines, transmissions, every mechanical component on a car. And so the job opportunity came to me to work at a steel plant, and working on much bigger machinery. Eventually, I wound up being the crane mechanic. It took care of 45 cranes and hoists for the plant. I had about 800 workers there. Steel plant closed, along with other plants, and found work at the community where I live as a maintenance mechanic. And my primary job duties there are heating, air conditioning, and ventilation systems. But I also do plumbing, any other needed repairs or adjustments.